Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is from Daniel chapter 1, where we find that Babylon has invaded Jerusalem and now rules over it. Daniel and three other youths from the tribe of Judah, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, have been drafted into King Nebuchadnezzar's service. On behalf of his three friends, Daniel asked permission of the commander of the officials to decline the king's menu, thereby not defiling themselves, and eat vegetables and drink water instead. Verse 9. Now God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials. The commander of the officials said to Daniel, "I am afraid of my lord the king, who has allotted your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces looking gaunt in comparison to the youths who are your own age? Then you would make me forfeit my head to the king." But Daniel said to the overseer, whom the commander of the officials had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please put your servants to the test for 10 days, and let us be given some vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined in your presence and the appearance of the youths who are eating the king's choice food, and deal with your servants according to what you see." So he listened to them in this matter and put them to the test for 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their appearance seemed better, and they were fatter than all the youths who had been eating the king's choice food. So the overseer continued to withhold their choice food and the wine they were to drink, and kept giving them vegetables. And as for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every kind of literature and expertise. Daniel even understood all kinds of visions and dreams. Then, at the end of the days which the king had specified for presenting them, the commander of the officials presented them before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king talked with them, and out of them all, not one was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's personal service. As for every matter of expertise and understanding about which the king consulted them, he found them 10 times better than all the soothsayer priests and conjurers who were in all his realm. And Daniel continued until the first year of Cyrus the king.
Although our circles of influence vary in size, we all have the power to affect people at home, in church, or in the world. The fact is, our life is always on display, whether we're aware of it or not. Daniel didn't set out to impress others, but his convictions had an effect on everyone who came in contact with him, from lowly servants to kings of empires. He clung to the truth of the scriptures. When he was taken to Babylon's royal court, he made up his mind not to defile himself with the king's food, because he knew that eating meat offered to idols was forbidden by the law of Moses. The important thing to notice is that Daniel's convictions, not his environment, determined his behavior. Those of us who are believers can always find some reason to compromise, but being sure of our beliefs ahead of time can help us stand firm in obedience to God. Although the world may mock our values, people actually lose respect for us when we waffle and yield to temptation. What's worse, our witness for Christ is damaged. Conviction about God's truth is like an anchor holding you steady in the waves of temptation and the winds of opinion. Don't underestimate your obedience to the Lord. It can powerfully influence others.